Joining the Colorado Ag News Network and Farmcast Radio by telephone once again is Colorado Commissioner of Agriculture, Kate Greenberg. We'll be discussing several topics as we do each month, pertinent to ag producers across the state. But first off, welcome back inside the barn, Commissioner Greenberg, and Happy New Year, too. I'm so glad 2020 is in the rearview mirror. How about you?
I am, too. I mean, we'll see what 2021 brings. It's already been quite the first week, but certainly glad we made it through 2020.
What's the latest on the COVID-19 update from the CDA's perspective? I understand the vaccines are out there and we're in phase one for its distribution.
That's right. So vaccines are front and center for us. In the updated vaccine rollout plan announced last week, food and ag workers have been moved up to phase 1B. So we're working through what that looks like. Phase 1B is still many weeks long, so it's a tiered rollout between 1B, and then, of course, moving on to phases 2 and 3 after that throughout the summer. All of this depends on the availability of the vaccine and the availability of folks to administer the vaccine, which we know has been a bottleneck in rural areas. So we're trying to tackle all of that with our partners at the state, starting to get our arms wrapped around what rollout will look like and ensuring that we get the vaccine to the people that need it most, especially our food and ag workers who have been going to work every single day, and in particular those in tight spaces where it's hard to socially distance. So that's front and center for us. And then, of course, all the other work we're doing on, you know, monitoring the supply chain, getting ahead of any issues we see there, continuing to work with our producers in the field to get resources out to rural Colorado however we can.
Well, it's kind of a good news, bad news situation with the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. It's low temperature that they have to keep it at to make it, keep it safe to be distributed. But hopefully the AstraZeneca one and some of the other ones coming on board maybe not need anything but just refrigeration. That will simply help on the distribution side of it. You can check out the governor's latest press conference from January 6th and learn more about the vaccine distribution and also the new vaccine dashboard. There's a link posted on inside the barn, or just go to the governor's Facebook page as well. You know, the prolonged drought continues, but we've had some snow and moisture thus far this winter. Anything you wanted to mention about the prolonged drought? Because I know the governor's tried to help on that aspect. You know, you look back at 2020 and those devastating wildfires that were caused by the drought.
Brian, and you know, the governor has asked Secretary Perdue to expedite resources here to Colorado to get out to our producers who have been impacted by drought, and I don't know a single person who hasn't been impacted by drought. You know, I'm looking at the drought monitor right now for January 5th. For 2 days ago, we still got exceptional drought, D4, across most of the western slope, a little pocket out on the eastern plains, but most of the plains are still D3, extreme drought, now here at the beginning of January. Of course, you know, we've still got many months of winter ahead and hopeful that we get a good snowpack. But if we don't, it's going to be a real tough situation given our soil moisture across the state and what we'd be facing with likely high temps and maybe conditions like we saw this year is certainly what we're planning for, but with, you know, less storage coming into 2021 than we had last season. So we're real concerned about it. There's a lot of coordination with our federal delegation, our federal partners, and then, of course, our state's Ag Impact Task Force that we co-chair at CDA. We're really looking at how the legislature can affect change positively for producers across the state. We know this isn't an annual deal. And again, if we have a bad winter, we're going to be in pretty dire straits next year. So a lot needs to happen to get, you know, more resilience in Colorado, especially given the conditions we've seen in recent years. And we know a lot of folks are hurting, so we want to do everything we can to help.
And we've talked about 2020, but the USDA just this week, in fact, on January 5th, announced a new quality loss assistance program for eligible producers affected by 2018 and 19 natural disasters. Is there anything you wanted to mention about the new QLA program?
I think it's sort of in the genre of just always keeping up on what's going on at the federal level. You know, anytime there's assistance available, we want to be sure folks know it's available to them. So certainly check this one out. Make sure, you know, if you're eligible, then this might be something for you. You know, there's so much moving federally right now. And that's, you know, that's true. Producers are always keeping up on what's coming out of D.C. But, you know, this is just another one to add to the hopper. Make sure you don't miss it.
Yeah, the new quality loss adjustment program is funded by the Further Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2020, and that program provides assistance to producers, once again, who suffered eligible crop quality losses due to natural disasters occurring in 2018 and 19. The deadline to apply for QLA is Friday, March 5th, and sign-up is going on right now, so you can contact your local county farm service agency office. But if you want to see a list of the eligible crops, the qualifying disaster events, and find out how you can apply for QLA and how those payment calculations and limitations are figured, as well as future insurance coverage requirements and even more information, you can visit farmers.gov/coronavirus or farmers.gov/quality-loss. Quick reminder, all the audio and video from the USDA's FSA Media Roundtable that took place on January 5th is posted online inside the barn too. I hope that everyone takes time to listen to that before you contact your local FSA office. It'll save you and the FSA staff time when you do schedule an appointment to get signed up if you qualify. By the way, back on September 30th, Colorado Governor Jared Polis took action on Colorado's drought, as we mentioned earlier, and some of the stuff he's done. And you guys have been working through the CDA's Respond and Relief Fund. What's the latest update on that?
So we were able to move over $1.68 million of CARES Act funding to agriculture across the state. I think the last time we spoke, we had a million. We got that other, you know, 680,000 moved in. In the end, 156 producers, 45 intermediaries, and 15 processors received dollars from that $1.68 million. So that's over 200 ag businesses with direct support. And again, the processors have been such a focus for us, 15 processors across the state getting direct support from the state has really been a priority, and that, you know, the bottleneck we've seen from COVID on the processing front, you know, we're scratching the surface, but this is an exciting next step in trying to build up our capacity. We know folks are still backed up, you know, over 12, 16 months to process livestock, and that, of course, backs up to the producer. We know that's still an issue, but really glad to see these dollars moving out. Of course, we had the latest relief bill and appropriations bill passed just a few weeks ago at Congress that allocates an additional $13 billion to agriculture across the country. Still waiting to see exactly what those numbers will look like coming down here. You know, between the first and second CFAP programs through the USDA, Colorado received over $381 million in direct aid. So, you know, again, is it all that we need to get us in a competitive place and get folks back on their feet? No. Is it a good start? Absolutely. We're going to keep advocating however we can for more resources to spread out all across the state to help our producers and ag businesses move through this time and get on good footing.
Well, I hope you'll get back with us when we find out how much of that new COVID relief aid will be available for Colorado's agriculture industry and in general for Colorado citizens. And you mentioned earlier, and I misspoke, when I said drought assistance, I meant the COVID assistance, that $1.68 million that you mentioned in CARES Act funding. Do you think there'll be another round in the Respond and Rebuild Fund from the governor's office in your estimation, or do you think we're just going to wait and see?
You know, I think it depends on federal dollars. Obviously, there's so much need right now just across the state, across the board for relief and stimulus as well, right? And I think we're looking for both relief and stimulus for ag wherever we can. But, you know, I think it really depends on how these federal dollars come down. Of course, in this last federal deal, there were no dollars directly for given to the states. So we're a little bit hamstrung on what we have to offer through the state. Now, the federal bill, the latest one, will put money into existing programs, specialty crop blocks, the LAMP, the photo programs through, you know, that are authorized through the Farm Bill, $28 million for rural mental health, which, of course, we are primed to put that money to good use here in Colorado with our rural mental health program. So, you know, I think it depends if there is another package, you know, and it includes dollars to the state. We are ready to get those dollars out quickly. That was another goal of ours. We did not want to get mired in any sort of bureaucratic process. We were able to turn those dollars around in actually just a matter of days. So that's a priority if we do get additional federal funding in the weeks or months ahead.
It'll be interesting to see how that all shakes out. My guest once again is Colorado Agriculture Commissioner Kate Greenberg. Also want to get your thoughts on President-elect Joe Biden's naming of Tom Vilsack to go back to head up the USDA once again. Have you already had conversations with the USDA Secretary-designate Vilsack? I know he was a recent panelist on the Colorado Proud's December 3rd webinar in late 2020. Are you looking forward to work with him and his staff once he is confirmed?
Absolutely. You know, just as we'll work with any secretary, we look forward to working with Secretary Vilsack. You know, we've been in touch already since his nomination, and he's obviously got strong ties here to Colorado through various channels, including his work with the new CSU campus. So, you know, really looking forward to expanding on our existing relationship. I think a lot of the work that the secretary will have on his plate will align well with what we're facing here in Colorado, and look forward to continuing a really good working relationship with USDA in the months and years ahead.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see, too, who the rest of his staff will be within the USDA and over at the U.S. Trade Representative's office as well. You know, speaking of upcoming virtual events, I understand you're going to be a keynote speaker during the 7th Colorado Fruit and Vegetable Growers Annual Meeting, which will be held on February 17th and 18th, right?
That's right. Looking forward to it. Of course, all, you know, our winter conferences and events look different this year, but happy to be part of the virtual event with CFCGA. It's a great time to convene, even if we can't be physically together in the same room.
You can see a complete agenda and get registered for the 7th Annual CFVGA Conference, February 17th and 18th, online at cfvga.org. Other upcoming events that you take part in each year include the annual Farm Credit Colorado Ag Hall of Fame, which is hosted by the Colorado FFA Foundation. And they announced on December 10th that that event, which typically takes place in late February, is postponed until May of 2021. Your thoughts on that and the three inductees, the class of 2021, which include Mr. Bob Dineen of Fort Lupton, Mr. Al Gerace of Arvada, and Mr. Nick Gray posthumously, formerly from Montrose.
Well, as always, just my heartfelt congratulations to the awardees this year. It's such a high honor. And, you know, I'm glad to see the postponement. I know a lot of folks have to make the decision about cancellation versus of postponing their events. And, you know, this is something that I think folks really look forward to every year. And it's such a great opportunity to honor many of our leaders in the ag community. So I very much look forward to being a part of this, as I have the last 2 years. Paying our tributes to these three inductees.
By the way, the tentative date is May 5th. I'm not sure if it'll be in person or virtual yet. More information, invitations will be released in the spring of 2021, and you can learn more at ColoradoFFAFoundation.org. Oh yeah, another event that happens prior to that Farm Credit Colorado Ag Hall of Fame in February is the annual Governor's Forum on Colorado Agriculture, and I understand it has been canceled too.
That's right. You know, the CALP Board, the Colorado Ag Leadership Board that runs that program, that runs the Ag Forum, you know, they had a lot of tough decisions on their plate and made the decision ultimately that this was just not the year to host the Governor's Ag Forum. So we will miss it this year, of course, but the CALP program continues. And, you know, we love what they do, and they have such a great leadership program. This is just one of the many things. Of course, it's the most public-facing, but it's just one of the many things that CALP does. So we look forward to reconvening when the board decides it's safe to do so and supporting the students in the CALP program.
One of the things you mentioned earlier was the Specialty Crop Block Grant Program, and you guys are now accepting applications for that, correct?
We are, yes. Applications for Specialty Crop Block Grants are open until February 15th. This is a great opportunity, and it's, you know, the eligibility is pretty broad. I would strongly encourage folks to check out our webpage. We've got all the details on what it takes to apply for these dollars, but it's federal grant that we administer and help get out across the state, and really supports a lot of innovative ag businesses, ag innovation, just across the board, you know, folks who are trying to do new things, expand on the specialty crop side. These dollars can really go a long way. So certainly encourage folks to apply again. February 15th is that deadline.
As we mentioned earlier in this interview and each month when we visit, the past 11 months or whatever it's been have been extremely challenging and has increased the mental stress we all deal with on a daily basis. And it's good to know there is help if people simply put aside their pride and stubbornness and reach out to Colorado Crisis Services.
There you go, Brian. You hit it on the head, as always. I mean, you and I talk every month. There is no shame in asking for help. And I know, you know, in our ag community, we've got a lot of stoicism and a lot of strong backs. And, you know, that's an honorable thing, but not when it's breaking you, you know, not when it's tearing you down. And our partnership with the Colorado Crisis Hotline, you know, is there when you need it. And even if you feel like you don't have it as bad as somebody, you know, down the street, you still call. Still call and say, hey, you know what? I just don't feel right. I don't know what's going on. The weight of everything is too much. I'm not sure what to do. And there's going to be somebody on the other end of the line who can help you out, give you resources, and tell you it is not just okay that you called. We are so glad that you called. And, you know, us in the ag community will be so glad that you called, because it means you're taking care of yourself, which means you're taking care of your family and your community. And that's what we all need to be doing.
And it can't be said enough that if you need help, you've got to reach out. In a lot of communities around the state, in ours in particular, suicide's not an option. Let me just say this once again. Suicide is not an option. You need to reach out and get help. And to do so, if you need to talk, reach out 24/7 for free confidential support. You can call 1-844-493-TALK. That's 1-844-493-8255. Or simply text the word TALK, T-A-L-K, to 38255, or you can visit ColoradoCrisisServices.org. I know we've covered quite a bit, and I don't want to end on a somber note, but any upcoming events or final thoughts that you may have?
Well, you know, Brian, it's stock show season, right? And talking about events that we're going to be missing this year. That's, of course, another one where we are all used to convening and doing business and meeting people and, you know, meet people from other countries coming to the heart of Denver to be part of our ag community. You know, we're not going to have that this year. And of course, it's another thing that we're mourning for 2021, but the stock show is putting on a lot of events, making sure they stay part of the community. I strongly encourage folks to stay plugged in there. We're going to be having the leader of the stock show join our team at CDA right around stock show time, just to kind of talk about, you know, what this event means. Of course, we have a long history down at the grounds as well. As CDA, and there's a lot of exciting stuff happening. So even though there's, we're still dealing with the blips of COVID-19, I think it's given us a chance to kind of ground back into what all this means to us and what the future holds. A lot of exciting stuff, a lot of new developments that are strengthening our ag community. So I think that's the bottom line, you know, with all the change we're facing every single day, with all kinds of strife as well. I mean, you know, what's going on this week in D.C., the division we see in our country. You know, like we were talking about before, whether or not we agree on certain things, we can agree to respect each other, to care for each other, to lean on each other as part of a larger community. And that's what we do in ag. You know, I think we can actually be an example for other parts of the world who, you know, if you're in the ditch, somebody's going to pull over and help you, right? That's just what we do. That's how rural communities across Colorado survive. And I think now is a time that's asking us to be stronger, to be more compassionate, and to really think, you know, how can we build together in a way that supports our community, that helps our families and businesses thrive well into the future. So a lot of that, that's where we're orienting our sights at CDA. How can we build stronger, build more roots together and thrive as a community?
Yeah, well said. And I'm glad you mentioned the National Western Stock Show, and we are going to miss it. I've started the hashtag missing National Western Stock Show on my posts. But speaking of that, though, you can explore part of Colorado agriculture in the National Western Stock Show each day this year from January 9th to the 24th. There's adventure guides available to download at the National Western's website at nationalwestern.com beginning this Saturday, January 9th, once again through the 24th. And a special thank you, Kate, to writing an article for the Colorado Farm Show. That was canceled this year, but we continued the scholarship program, and we awarded some scholarships again this year. We have a special edition brochure coming out where your article is going to appear toward the end of this month, and I just want to say thank you from the Board of Directors for submitting an article. Folks are going to want to read the article and check out all of the winners this year, but a big thank you for you doing that.
Well, thanks for reaching out, Brian. It's my pleasure.
Those comments once again from Colorado's Agriculture Commissioner Kate Greenberg. I appreciate your time each month and the work you do for Colorado's ag industry each and every day. The Colorado Farm Agriculture exists to support the state's agriculture industry and serve the people of Colorado through regulation, advocacy, and education. Their mission is to strengthen and advance Colorado's agriculture, promote a safe and high-quality food supply, protect consumers, and foster responsible stewardship of the environment and natural resources. You can learn more online at colorado.gov/ag. And for more information, you can also visit the CDA's social media sites at facebook.com/colorado ag, instagram.com/coagriculture, and instagram.com/coagcommish.